Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud in Eraisa is Pesachim Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Pesachim Ches Amud Beis. We left off four lines from the top of the page. Yitma Dereisha Hechidari. That's what we left off. Just to gather ourselves where we're up to. So we had discussed, of course, we're in the past five blot already, of Dinim Tumatar. We're already a couple blot into the topic of Tumas Mashka. That's our main focus, the past couple blot, Tumas Mashka. And we discussed the Shita of Rabbi Yisir B'Shimon. They were of the opinion that when Mashka is doubtful that it came in contact with Eichlu, we say it's Tameh. When it may have come in contact with Kli, we don't say, we say it's Tar. We say the Gabi Kli, it's Tar. So we want to understand what's the source. We more focus more on Rabbi Yasi than Rabbi Shimon, we pointed out, where we said Rabbi Yasi goes because Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Yasi goes to the Shitas Rabbi Kiva's Rabbi, who darshins the word Yitma to also mean Yitame. Now Rabbi Kiva's Drasha, just to get sidetracked for a moment, Rabbi Kiva's Drasha was that Yitame tells me that if I have a Sheretz that goes into the Avir of a Kli, and the sheretz renders the kli a rishon. Sheretz is avatama, kli is a rishon. The just being in the airspace makes the kli a rishon. The kli now is a rishon. It makes the food inside it a sheni, and that food can be metama further, which can make even a shlishi. Bichidish, we point out that's something we haven't had till now. The concept of a shlishi v'tuma, something we have till now. That is a chidish of a shlishi we have by truma, by hektish, but not by regular chulin. Rabbi Kiva was saying from the word yitame, reading yitma as yitame, it lends up to a shlishi v'tuma. So the Gemara wanted to explain that Rabbi Yasi darshan's also yitame. We're going to see later in today's amud about Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Kiva not necessarily agreeing to each other. They just agreed to this drasha darshan yitame. Yitma is yitame, fine. So that's a basic source that the mashka can be metama others. What's others? Others, not mashka itself. Like items can be metama. Mashka is not metama. Mashka eichel is not metama eichel. What is it? Metama is metama eichlin. Mashka is not eichlin, but not mashka is not metama keli. That's what we darshan in Rebesi. Yesterday after the shir, Moshe Alexander asked a shtark akashim. I see the version brought it really Rashi on the Amud already. Yesterday's Amud, the little bit of a lengthier Rashi towards the bottom half of the Amud, Rashi raised the kasha as well. By the case of sheretz, we're saying in Rabbi Kiva, sheretz is metama kli, kli is metama food, and food is metama something else, such as a shlishi. Maybe the sheretz is metama the food directly. The way tumas sheretz works is, it doesn't have to touch the kli. Tumas kli sheretz, right? Tumas sheretz and the kli sheretz works, that as long as it's in the avir, the airspace of the kli sheretz, it's metam of the kicheres. So maybe the same token, once it's the avicheres, it's metam of the food directly, not via the kicheres. I believe that was exactly what you were asked yesterday after the shir. Very good. So Rashi addresses the question, and Rashi says it cannot be that the method of tumma of the sheretz and the kicheres is, what would be the way that would work mechanically be is that the sheretz, it says if it fills the kli with tumma, it fills the kli with tumma, and therefore it's metama the eichel as well, because it fills the airspace with tumma. That's not how it works. It's a din that's metama the kli directly, even though it's not touching it, by being in the airspace, but it doesn't fill the kli with tumma, because if it would, it would be metama even kelim. Rabbi Kiva himself is only saying a bechidish bashlishi, but not that it can be metama other kelim. So meaning, if I have, what are the prices to say? What was my memory of Kiva? That if I have a sheretz inside the kli, it's the time of the kli, which is the time of the food, which is the time of something else. It doesn't say it's the time of the kli, and it's the time of other kalim in the kli. What if there are other kalim inside the kli? Separate, not in, so the sheretz inside the airspace of a kli, and there's other kalim housed in the same kli. Would that other kli become tummy? No. But if the lumdus is that it fills the airspace with tumma, it should be talking about the kelim as well. The fact that it doesn't is right, that's not the lumdus. I'm filling the airspace with tumma. It's the dafka din that the kli, that the sheretz is in its airspace, the kli becomes tummy, and it is what gives tumma to the other food in between. That's the answer, to your question. You want to know why? Okay. That's already next level. We're talking about the what, not necessarily the what. Okay. So the Gemara now is circling back to, after going through Rabbi Yasi and going back and forth, whether or not we should say Mashka should be metama with the Kavu Chayim, should be Mashka that comes via Kli, should be metama, Mashka that comes directly, should be metama even more than Mashka comes via Kli. We said, no, you're not going to say that Mashka, it can't be greater than what it was learned from, and therefore to have the same level of Tumah, the Mashka that we contacted the Tumah of the Sheretz directly, and the Mashka that got Tumah from a Kli that became tongue from Sharitz. We're going to leave them at the same level. I'll dial up when I did those last ones were yesterday. So now, the Mer circles back to Rav Meir and wants to know on these words of Yitma. Says the Gemara. The Bus says the word Yitma twice. Ask the Gemara. Yitma the Reisha Hechi Darsh. The first Yitma has Rabbi Akiva Darsh, not Yitma. We already have the second Yitma Darsh to allow us to get to a Tumma of a Shlishi. How does Darsh in the first Yitma? Says the Gemara. Mikol Eichla Sheyachla Sheyavei Olav Mayim Yitma. The Pasuk says, Mikol Eichla Sheyachla Sheyavei Olav Mayim, which we said is really the home base for the idea of Hechsher, of Eichla becoming Mukhsh, becoming one of the Kabbalah Tumma, only wants Mukhsh Adi Mayim, but over there it says Lashav Yitma. What is he going to do? Yitame? Yitama Tamas Amashkin. The word Yitma there can be read to teach us that it can be mitam mashkim, the food has the capability to come mitam mashkim. Ata aimer latamis mashkim ain el latamis akli. Now by saying that this is actually the judge right before that we're saying that this food has the ability to come mitama further, and we're saying what is it that's mitama further? What is the shlishi we're talking about? It's mitama further mashka. Ask the Gemara, maybe it's mitama even kli. Ata aimer latamis mashka ain el latamis akli. Maybe it's mitama even a kli. Which is metama eichel is not metama kli. So eichel shem metama eichel, which came metama eichel, which we've been taking for granted that something cannot be metama that what it's like. Mashka can't be metama mashka. Eichel can't be metama eichel. So if eichel can't be metama eichel, even though mashka can, so eichel certainly cannot be metama kli. And additionally, metama kli, how many we can yitma? What do I do with yitma? What's it come to teach me? What about this tummy food? Latame is a mashkin, she's a lulu kabatuma. That's able to be metama mashkin. The more adds in, which is alul, it's prone to be able to become mekabel tuma, this mashka. So again, the shlishi in the context of here is that the eichel, which is a sheni kumitama, what is the shlishi? Mashka, not other eichel, namino, can't be mitama anyway, eichelin, and not even kli, because from mekabel chaymer, therefore it's mitama mashka. So the more is just bothered. By process of elimination, you have two choices. The eichelin could be mitama, other eichelin is not an option. Other mashkin or kli. And he's saying it's not kli for kavachimer. So what's left? Mashka. So he's saying, you know what it's mitama mashka? Shein alulim, because mashka is prone for tuma. And if it wasn't prone for tuma, that's the only choice. It's like you have other choices here. Ma'ir mashka should alulim kabatuma. Take lim should lekim idechrini. You've eliminated other possibilities. So what else would it have been other than mashka? Mar says you're right. Hachamar v'chitim eichelchamer demitama mashkin nitama kli. Maybe he says as follows. Eichel that's chamer. Maybe you're going to say that in the case of eichel that's tummy, it should be more chamer than mashka. Meaning, you're right, you said for mikav chamer, madach mashka is not metama kli, so for sure eichel. Maybe not. Maybe say eichel, which is more chamer, should be metama kli. Says the Gemara, hahu chamer de mashkenu. No, that's a chamer of mashka. Meaning like this. Meaning, we know that eichel is going to be metama even a mashka, even as a shlishi. So maybe once an eichel's chamer, that's metama mashka shlishi, maybe eichel also should be metama kli now, because that's a pircha yol kav chamer. Eichel has a chamer that it is metama mashka shlishi. On that thing, Mar deflects and says no, because the chamer is not the fact that eichel is metama mashka. It's not a chamer mitzad the eichel. Maybe the chamer is mitzad the mashka, that it could be the recipient of this tuma, and therefore it's not a chamer in eichel. Says Gemara, who chamer the mashka nu? It's chamer of mashka b'shum, and as with the Gemara's reasoning now fits better, the mashka lulim kabat tuma, because mashka in general is all is more prone to tuma. Now, where do we see this idea that mashka is more prone to tuma? Maya lasan, famous idea shem kabat tuma shle behechsher. You know eichel, like we spoke about before. That's the simple reading of the pasuk. Eichel is only kabat tuma once it's mukshar, only once it comes in contact with water. Now it's mukshar, it's fit, became prepared to be kabbalah tumah. Whereas mashka is automatically prepared for kabbalah tumah. And therefore, since it's prepared, it's considered more prone for tumah, so we say that the fact that the eichel makes the mashka tummy is not just a chumrah from the eichel, it's a chumrah from the mashka itself, and therefore, you're back to your the kabbalah chaymer. The madach mashka can't make a kli tummy, the eichel certainly won't be able to make a kli tummy. Okay. Yitma. Now the reading of the pasuk, this is going based on the reading, we've been darshaning to pronounce as if it says yitame, but it really is read in the pasuk yitma. What are we darshaning from this? Yitma, this is the idea we've spoken many times already, that mashka is not metama mashka, eichel is not metama eichel, the lashon yitma tells me, yitma, it's tame, but it's not metame, something else, it can't go maybe tame further, like its own type. Ask the Gemara, we have another source for that. Nachanafka is the source from Yitma. Ha'masanafka, we know from the following pasuk, v'chitamayim alzera, the nafam of lasam alav, tamehu. When water goes on the seeds, and then some tuma nevela goes on it, tamehu, it is tameh. We darshan, hu tameh, vein isek tuma keitzabai. Tamehu, it is tameh, meaning the seed itself is tameh, but it won't make another seed tameh. So isn't that a source that eichel's not metam eichel? And by extension, mashka zamatam mashka. So who needs the source of yitma? Says Gemara, you need a source by two. You need two cases. Chad b'mashka above machlas sheretz. One Pasuk is telling me in case we have mashka that became tamei via sheretz that is tamei tamei other mashka. I have mashka by machmas kli. And he wants pasuk for a case of mashka that became tamei directly from a sheretz, and one from a mashka that became tamei via kli that became tamei from a sheretz. Says Gemara v'tzricha in both cases. The case of mashka that came via kli, I'd say, because the level lower is tamei tamei other mashkin. B'shulei chamiri av mashka by machmas sheretz, but mashka that comes machmas sheretz to chamiri is machamer. Maybe it does make other mashkin tame. So kamash mother doesn't answer the obvious question. Okay, so just teach me that case. The tame ilashminan mashkin abay machmas sheretz. The koshke mashkin abay machmas kli. Why don't you tell me the case of mashkin abay machmas sheretz? And I know for sure mashka that comes machmas kli, that for sure it will not make tumah. If mashka that's machmas the sheretz directly cannot make other mashka tame, certainly mashka that became tame via a kli that became tame via sheretz, one step removed, cannot make other mashka tame. Mar says you're right. You're right, we could have gone to Kavachimer. We didn't need a pasuk each. But we find, even though something can be learned from Kavachimer, the pasuk still is matriach, so to speak, and it teaches us this din. Now, a couple points of this. First of all, there's a concept in Shas called in masirim min adin, in ancient min adin. You can't give a punishment based on Kavachimer, you can't give a warning based on Kavachimer. If Torah says, a lav, don't do this, and then there's something which seemingly is more chomer, we don't say, oh, that for sure is a lav. No. When the Torah said there's a law, there's a warning, you don't give azhara from a kavachimer. Similarly, if the Torah says if one does X, Y, and Z, he gets punished, and then the person does something more chomer, you don't say, oh, for sure he gets punished for that, because ain't no shmeret din. What about by tumah? Could you establish that there's a concept or a scenario of tumah from a kavachimer? So the Sefer Gufi Halachas says that no. The Sefer Gufi Halachas brings that just like ain't shmeret din, ain't mazir din, ain't mitamin, you can't make tumah min adin. And the Achreinim, Avram Yagel, other Achreinim ask on the Gufei Halachas from Agamara. Agamara say very clear. Agamara even asks Kasha, why do you need the case of to tell me that? I mean, Avram is actually talking about a case where it's not Tameh. We're saying that Mashka will not make other Mashkas Tameh, side where the Mashka became Tameh via Sheretz, directly side where they came via Kli, will not make other Mashkas Tameh. But the point is, our whole Amud is really clearly using Kabbalah Amud also already, using Kavachemers within the realm of Tumah. Again, our most recent Kavachemer is not the best case point there, because that's a Kavachemer saying that's a Kavachemer that was saying that it would not be Tumah. But the point is, we're using Kavachemers in the realm of Tumah without a problem. We don't say of Eimetamin Min Adin. We don't say no, you're not going to make a Tumah. Else Kavachemer, you don't make Tumah Adin. Agamar seems to clearly be okay with Kavachemers by Tumah. That's a strong question against the Gufi Halachas. Number one, number two is, I don't really have an explanation, an answer for this, but just two diukim on this klal. It would seem that some of which can be derived from Kavachemer, the Torah still writes it. Now, we have a cloud, the Torah doesn't write any extra words. And yet, we have an extra letter, we make called drushes. Yet, it would seem that there's a benefit to writing in a pasuk. Meaning, even though I have a Kavachemer, and a Kavachemer is a full-fledged din, having a fair pasuk is still a benefit. This really goes back to a question we discussed in the past. It's really tasteless. Lamali kra svaru. We've pointed this out a few times. When the Torah says, the Gemara says, Lamali kra, why didn't a pasuk svaru? We say, what do you mean? It's a big difference. One's a pasuk, one's a svara. Yes, svara, I know what to do with svara. But pasuk now makes it a din deraisa. Elamai, a svara also is in deraisa. The fact that something is a svara is logical, is in deraisa. And Kavachemer certainly is deraisa. Kavachemer is one of the Yigalamidas Shetan Dereshavim. But it does seem like, so Taisa already addresses by Lomli Kurasvaru, that it depends what type of svara. Certain svaras are mamish like a deraistic level, and certain svaras are not the same level as deraisa. But clearly over here also, we have a similar idea. Kavachemer is a form of but it's a logic, it's a svara, and we're saying that there's still some benefit of writing the pasuk, because we wouldn't write for no reason. Tarfah has a problem, but mashma is some benefit. That's one point. Again, what the exact benefit is, I'm not sure, but that's one point. Another small deek, I don't have an answer, is, it just was bothering me today, what's the lashon tarach for kastel ikra? Tarach. So you could say simple. It wasn't necessary. So tarach, that obviously doesn't mean it wasn't mamash tircha, tarach for kastel ikra. But it's a funny lashon, maybe there's more to it, maybe hagufa, maybe if anything it's telling us opposite direction. That if the pshat is that it's teaching me more than the kavachemer, it would make sense to say it's not a tircha, it's a being said for a reason. The fact that it's teaching me nothing more than the Kavachemer, then Lashon Tircha, it's like a Tircha. Why am I saying extra words that aren't necessary? Maybe Lashon Tircha would indicate that it's talking not more than the Svara, so it does relate to what we said a minute ago, perhaps. Okay, but it's a Diyak, the Lashon Tircha. Okay. Amar Avinu, technical Diyak, but a Diyak nonetheless. Amar Avinu Ravashi, it comes up many places in Shas, obviously. Amar Avinu Ravashi, Veha Amar Rava. We've been saying for the past Amud and change, we've been busy with Rabbi Yasi, who darshin yitma, yitame, goes like his Rabbi Kiva. The problem is they don't agree with each other. They come out with different dinim. They don't give each other meaning. Rabbi Kiva was the Rabbi Kiva's main chiddush. Rabbi Yisus was focused on whether you can have din of whether din of mashkei mitamei kli is whether mashkei mitamei kli or not only mitamei other only mitamei eichlin. That's Rabbi Yisus. Rabbi Kiva was dashing mitamei to say that there's a din of shlishi. We have by chulin a shlishi b'tuma. Rabbi Yisus doesn't agree that din of Rabbi Kiva. So I can say darshins the same pasuk. Amar lei. Rashi says indeed Rabbi Yisus b'shishi Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Amra, he was going with the sheet of Rekiva's Rebbe about darshni yitma yitame of a velelis vile. But in a chami, he taka doesn't hold like his Rebbe. Meaning, you're right, Rabbi Yisi doesn't like Rabbi Kiva, he doesn't like Rabbi Yisi, he'll love each other, but Rabbi Yisi can make a similar drasha to Rabbi Kiva, even though he doesn't agree to the outcome that Rabbi Kiva darshans from that same pasuk. Amalei, Ravashi, Rav Kana, Bishla Rabbi Yisi doesn't like Rabbi Kiva, the fact that Rabbi Yisi doesn't like Rabbi Kiva, that's clear, Tanya, Amar Beisi, Menayim Leviva Kedish, Shupasul. Rabbi Yisi says, how do we know that by Kedish and Revi? Let's give this a nice chazara. We know we've had Avatama, Avatama makes Risha Tama, Risha makes a Sheni, we've spoken on generally, that's where Chulin stops, Mashka, Eichlin stops by Sheni. Truma is goes to Shlishi and Hekdish goes to Ravi. As we've said in the past, so it's Rabbi, how do you know that Ravi, you have a but you have Ravi Bekadesh, Shupasal, there's a taka din Ravi Bekadesh? How do you know? Bidinum, you have a Kavachemer. Mamachas Kippurim Shemot of Truma. Possible Kadesh. Here's clearly Kavachemer to the side of Tuma. Mamachas Kippurim. Mamachas Kippurim means a person who went through his process of 7 days normally of becoming tar. He went to the mikvah on the seventh day. He waited for that nightfall. He's ready mutter and truma. He's mutter meiser. He was ready mutter meiser by daytime. He's mutter truma ready at nighttime. He's still not mutter and kachem until the next morning when he brings his carbon. Chosek Kippurim. So mama chosek Kippurim shemutter b'truma. Pas b'kaidish. Chosek Kippurim, who's ready mutter truma? He's still pasul b'kaidish keni kaidish. So a shlishi shepas b'truma. Since we find shlishi is a level of tuma that we find by truma or psul. We find by truma. In addition, yaser v b'kaidish. It's al tkavachemer. We should say it makes revi b'kaidish. Lamanu. By the day, Lamanu did. Very good. Lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh min ha'Torah. We're going to learn that shlishi b'kodesh is min ha'Torah. V'rvi m'kavachemer. So, tackle learning shlishi b'kodesh is midin Torah. That's clear. That's clear. The Moshe said in a second where the clear pasuk is. And Rvi is tackle learning from a kavachemer. Rvi is learning from a kavachemer from the case of tuma. Okay, says the Gemara, Shlishi Me'atayra Tachsiv Va'abasar Ashiga. Shlishi is based on the pasuk which says Basar Ashiga. We quoted earlier a couple of days ago. V'chol Tamei La'yeichol Tap of Yitzes Ben Aleph Mila Eskina Drag B'Sheni. Isn't the case talking about normal case is where the meat touched a sheni, and the meat now is a shlishi, and we're saying that there's a din of tuma. That's a din of tuma Me'atayra of Basar Hektish. Ravi Mekavachemer get a meaning, and Ravi is Kavachemer from based on what we just said. So now the Mar is making its point. What's coming out? That you have a Shlishi Betruma and Ravi Bekaidish. Now, if you go to Rabbi Kiva, you already have a Shlishi Bechulin. He's saying you have a Shlishi Betruma, and therefore Kavachemer, which again, the first address, what happened to your Kasha about Dailah Benedin. But you have a Shlishi Betruma, and Kavachemer, which is more Chomer, isn't even have a Ravi. But you don't just have Shlishi Betruma. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have Shlishi even by Chulin, even Chulin is a Shlishi. Says more, if you say I'm going to Rabbi Kiva, Nisi Nami Revi B'Truma V'Chamish B'Kaidesh, go one more Madrega. You should have a Shlishi B'Chulin, Revi B'Truma, and Chamish B'Kaidesh. Ella, Rabbi Kiva, Savak Rabbesi. It must be that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbesi aren't going on the same Shita. Okay, this Atana is assuming that once Rabbi Kiva has a Shlishi B'Chulin, he'll automatically get to Revi and Chamishi by Truma and Hektish respectively. The Gemara is going to bring now another opinion that says, no, just because Rabbi Kiva holds a Shlishi by Kulin doesn't mean you never Revi and a Chamishi. I don't want to go too far ahead. Now, let's two more lines. It's early, so two more minutes. Amalei, play the Shamit. Amalei, so Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva, back. Le Lishma Tano. Sorry. I skipped. Ella, Rabbi Kiva, is self basic. No, thank you. So Rabbi Kiva, we explained that. It's very clear. I said that. I didn't read that right. So we proved already Rabbi Yesi doesn't look at Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Yesi doesn't get to Ravi and a Chamishi. And if you have Rabbi Kiva, she gets to Ravi Chamishi. On that, the merge says, fine. So you've proved that Rabbi Yesi doesn't look at Rabbi Kiva. Ella, this was a question for him. Rabbi Kiva, is self look at Rabbi Yesi. Mino, the other way. Rabbi Kiva doesn't look at Rabbi Yesi. How do we know this? Amar Lei. So Rav Kana says back, why is there no Tana that Taka teaches a Ravi and a Chamishi? The name of Rabbi Kiva, and say it goes with the Rabbi Kiva. Since you don't find such a Tana, must be it doesn't hold the whole Kavachemer. Meaning, if Rabbi Kiva Chaimer, and the Kiva Chaimer suggests that you always have one level lower by Truma and by Hektish, and the fact that you don't find any Tanis in Rabbi Kiva, 4 and 5, level 4 and 5, instead of 3 and 4, ending by Ravi, it must mean that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisi don't go together, just like we said before, Rabbi Yisi doesn't go to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva also doesn't go to Rabbi Yisi, and never gets to a fourth, a level of Ravi Betruma, or Chamisha Bekaydish, because he doesn't agree to Rabbi Yisi's Kavachar. We'll pause over here and pick up for you tomorrow, Mr. Shem. I forgot to get back to you on your diet. The basic answer for diet, just one last point, the basic answer for diet is that we don't say diet where it's going to totally uproot the Kavachar. This is fair to say that we say diet as long as the Kavachar still works, it has a usage. You just don't go as far as you can because of daya. But if it totally nullifies the kavah chaimer, over there it's a daya. So the first one to say, this would be a case where if you don't use the kavah chaimer to get to Ravi, then the kavah chaimer has no point. You don't need the kavah chaimer. You have a fair shapasak for hektish, for shishi. And therefore, that's not the case.